It became the failed trials. Short story. It was the camp for the trials. We walked in the lines that go back and forth, back and forth. There was no space. We were squeezed into these rows and followed the line after the person in front of us. But the people on the sides, they walked the other direction. Don't believe if they're your friend. Was occasionally broadcast above the head. I was still trying to figure out how I got here, how I was in this endless large hangar with darkened lights, all with rust hue around from what I could see. And I'm pushed as I walk, and I walk as I push, moving on and on. Then I'm suddenly yanked by the hand and placed by the girl to my right behind her, as she pulls me along with her. This line seems a bit more spacious, but then, just as I felt like she could be my friend, I smiled at her. My head was pierced by a large metallic spike. As I then pulled my whole body upwards along, blood like soft rain, few drops on someone below me, and I'm thrown beyond the lines. I could see that these lines actually have end. I saw that there are more than 10 of them. Short of breath, I felt like I have fled into the body of another. Still the same place, yet I'm now a scholar that oversees the process, somewhere 100 meters from the audience of 6-7 scientists. They curate the flow of the lines. There's around 16 lines, altogether more than a few hundred people. Drugged, observed. Sometimes, ones who seem to wake up are neatly killed by the machines that we've set up around perimeter. All from spikes to chainsaws to knives to much else what can come out of the wall, impale or remove the victim. Next to me, there's the system that laser boils people from inside so that they literally explode. There are a few girls thrown towards me, both trying to see the ways to go as they're stumbling drunk, hazy, and they just have to be next to me, right on the front line of the machine so that I can click remote and explode them. She comes closer. I turn it on, but she's still not within reach. Oh, how troublesome. I check my superiors with the corner of my eye. They're busy with chat. Hope they didn't see my failure. I turn it on again and she falls. Good, maybe the part of innards exploded and she died. Another girl comes closer. I turn it on and off, but she... I feel myself breathing faster as my heart thumps on and on. There's something wrong. I can see her seeing me. She shouldn't. She shouldn't! I open my mouth as I begin to run, darting to the other side, as I hear her being awake. People explode on that end. The scientists, the trial humans exploding senselessly. I run. I need to escape, but it feels like I just made it clear that I'll die in this purgatory. I run into the next door over. The ones pulled out of the lines, half dead, broken, crying, whining, crowd of a few dozen special beds we made. Few meters by few meters big, though enough to host around 10 to 20 partial or broken bodies. I run and hide under the furthest yet closest to the next door over. Right as I'm under the bed, with blood dripping down, with all oozing, there's one man that's still alive, yet still not awakened, so he clings to me as he fell off of bed. I hold his mouth so he'll keep silent. It seems like he understands why. The moment the explosions and cries stopped from the trial hangar, I saw her feet levitate above the floor. As she moved towards the next room, the beds were pushed, bodies falling down over, moaning in pain and displeasure. I was happy. I was sort of unseen, but I knew somehow she could discover me, if I'm not dead. Shit, I'm so screwed. The doors were yanked off the hinges and pushed the bodies and beds to the side as she moved. I saw her moving. I saw. I breathed slowly, holding back my panic. She was few steps away and knew she'd not go that easily. I closed my eyes. I held the mouth of that idiot, but he was silent now. He was. A moment later, I felt her red, bright eyes looking at me. She knew I was there. My heart stopped in that moment.